Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. You are listening to Secrets Revealed. Understand the book of Revelation from start to finish. The seven plagues prophecy is the topic of our discussion today. I invite you to listen live at 12 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Eastern Time to our program here on PGN about the book of Revelation. That's PGN's Secrets Revealed. Understand the book of Revelation from start to finish. In December of 2022, analysis and discussion of the seven plagues prophecy with me, your Book of Revelation research scientists, are happening live on the PGN internet broadcast on Sundays, again at 12 p.m. Central Time, and on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Central Time. I encourage you to share your perspective or pose a question about the Book of Revelation during the live broadcast. You can also text in your questions, your perspective, or your prayer request 24/7. You can reach us using the PGN text number, which is 1-214-505-8719. Again, you can text us at 1-214-505-8719. And how that works is when you text, it will go to Prophet Randy Chandler. When he receives the text, he will share it with me, and then I will follow up with you either during our live internet broadcast or in a future broadcast. So please connect with me and with us as we get into the book of Revelation. What if you're listening live? You can connect that way too. Our PGN phone number is 1-319-527-6027. And so as you may know, PGN has many live shows that are happening usually 7 days a week. I encourage you to connect to PGN. On Mondays, we have often Deborah does a show on Mondays. Prophet Randy does PGN ministry on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. We have Terrence and Tanisha usually on Wednesdays, and Carmen often on Saturdays. Angela Joy and Felicia often come in to do ministry on Sundays, and if I'm forgetting anyone, forgive me, I don't have a list in front of me, but I just want to invite everyone to connect to PGN as often as you can so that you can hear what the Lord is saying to us. Okay, and so today we are talking about the seven plagues prophecy, which is in the book of Revelation. It is in chapters 15 and 16 of the book of Revelation. As you may know, there were 10 plagues discussed in the Old Testament, and those plagues were used as part of the process to deliver God's people from bondage in Egypt. And at that time, they were looking forward to the Messiah coming, and indeed, Jesus came as the Lamb of God. When Jesus returns, he will return as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And this time, instead of 10 plagues, there will be 7 plagues. And these plagues will be the 7 final plagues. And so let's go to chapter 16, where we can hear about these 7 plagues, specifically what are the plagues and who do they impact. By the way, if you would like the study notes that accompany live discussions on this program, Secrets Revealed, Understand the Book of Revelation from Start to Finish, The basic study notes are available to you always at no cost at blogtalkradio.com/liveprophetic. Today is Sunday, December 18th of 2022. If you go to the link in the archive, if you're listening after the live broadcast, you just go to that date and it will show you the program. And when you click, when you look on slide number two will have the basic study notes. Let me share with you what information that you will see on the basic study notes. Under letter A, the name of the statement of prophecy in the book of Revelation appears, as well as its number. Under letter B, the location of the seven plagues prophecy in the book of Revelation is noted. By the way, it begins with verse 1 of chapter 15, and it ends with verse 21 of chapter 16. So chapters 15 and 16 in their entirety. Also, the movie trailer in words is chapter 15, and the full report, or the movie in its entirety for the seven plagues prophecy, the movie in its entirety in words, chapter 16. What are some of the key topics? They're listed under letter E on our basic study notes. The seven vials, the seven bowls, Armageddon, the seven final plagues. Some key words, phrases, and numbers include the wrath of God, the mark of the beast, the seven bowls of the seven plagues. And then under letter G on the basic study notes, I share my perception of where this prophecy is, the seven plagues prophecy in the group of prophecies context. It hangs together with the seven plagues prophecy, the purple and scarlet prophecy, and the marriage supper prophecy. So if you'd like that information to review the basic study notes for the seven plagues prophecy appears and is available for you at no cost at blogtalkradio.com/liveprophetic. Okay, let's go right into the seven plagues. So reading from the New Living Translation in chapter 16, let's begin with the seventh and final plague. So according to the Bible, these are the seven final plagues. There will never, ever again be plagues on this present earth, and certainly there won't be any plagues on the new earth to come. And each of the seven final plagues is brought to the earth from an angel appointed by God. And so when we hear each of these plagues, we'll hear that an angel comes from heaven and pours out each of these plagues. So let's go to verses 17 to 21 so we can hear about the seventh and final plague, which includes but is not limited to the Battle of Armageddon. It says, beginning with verse 17 of chapter 16, then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a mighty shout came from the throne in the temple, saying, it is finished. Then the thunder crashed and rolled, and lightning flashed, and a great earthquake struck. The worst people were placed on the earth. The great city of Babylon split into three sections, and the cities of many nations fell into heaps of rubble. So God remembered all of Babylon's sins, and he made her drink the cup that was filled with the wine of his fierce wrath. And every island disappeared, and all the mountains were leveled. There was a terrible hailstorm, and hailstones weighing as much as 75 pounds fell from the sky onto the people below. They cursed God because of the terrible plague of the hailstorm. Let's pause there. So the seventh and final plague is followed by many activities. including thunder, which crashes and rolls, lightning, which flashes, an earthquake. And notice that this earthquake impacts the city of Babylon. And we're told that that great city splits into three sections. And in addition, the cities of many nations fall into heaps of rubble. Now, it's very interesting because this seven plagues prophecy is followed by the purple and scarlet prophecy. And in that prophecy, the harlot church and its fate, its judgment upon the return of Jesus Christ is discussed. So we get a little bit about what happens during Judgment Day on that great and terrible day, the day that's the return of Jesus Christ. It's terrible for those who have the mark of the beast. It's terrible for those who are of the bad fish, for the goats, for the tares, the weeds. It's terrible for the Antichrist and the false prophet. But it is a great day for every person who is among the wheat. The wheat. Every person who is among the wheat. Those who are Team Satan will be weeping, but it is wonderful and great for those who are the good fish, the sheep among the wheat, those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, those who have refused to take the mark of the beast or to bow down to the statue that bears the image of the beast. So these actions, these events that follow the pouring out of the seventh and final plague include the judgment that befalls Babylon. Mystery Babylon. And so specifically, that city splits into three sections, and we have a full report of two things. So we're at the end of the seven plagues prophecy, but we're going to go back, starting with the last one, and then we'll look at plague 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But let's begin with the end. So it culminates with the Battle of Armageddon. Interestingly, what follows the seven plague prophecy is the purple and scarlet prophecy. And so details about what happens to the great city of Babylon, the city with seven hills, the city where those who wear purple and scarlet are, the city where the harlot church that will work under the inspiration of Satan and the false prophet, a very detailed prophecy about the city of Babylon appears in the purple and scarlet prophecy. That's in chapters 17 and 18. And then notice that this seventh and final plague includes but is not limited to the Battle of Armageddon. So what about the Battle of Armageddon? The Marriage Supper prophecy appears immediately following the purple and scarlet prophecy. So these three prophecies hang together. The Seven Plagues prophecy, which describes the wrath of God. So the wrath of Satan is the Great Tribulation. And indeed, those who are in Christ are not appointed to wrath. That's the wrath of Satan, followed by the wrath of God. So the wrath of God is not for the believer. The wrath of God is for those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The wrath of Satan is for the believer. The wrath of Satan is for Israel. But the wrath of God, the seven final plagues, are for those who are unbelievers. Now, let's hear what it says at the end, and let me back up for a second. I want to finish that thought. The seven final plagues prophecy is followed by the purple and scarlet prophecy telling us more about specifically what happens on that great and terrible day, what happens to the harlot church and the city that the city of her headquarters, the city with seven hills, that great city of Babylon, Mystery Babylon. And in addition to the harlot church receiving its judgment at the timing of the Battle of Armageddon, there's the Battle of Armageddon itself, which happens in a different location in Israel, and that's described in chapter 19. So we have these three statements of prophecy that hang together in a row, the seven plagues prophecy, followed by the purple and scarlet prophecy, culminating with the marriage supper prophecy, which is all about the Battle of Armageddon. So we heard the seventh and final plague briefly again. What are the events that follow the seventh angel pouring out his bowl into the air? Here they are. Thunder crashing and rolling, lightning flashing, a great earthquake, and it says it's the greatest earthquake that has ever happened on earth. The city of Babylon splits into three sections. Many cities in multiple nations fall into heaps of rubble, not all cities, but it says the cities of many nations. And with respect to specifically the city of Babylon, every island disappears and every mountain is leveled. So there's seven mountains associated with that particular city. We'll discuss that when we get to the purple and scarlet prophecy in August of 2023. Also with this seventh and final plague, there will be a terrible hailstorm, and these hailstones will weigh as much as 75 pounds, and they're going to fall onto the people below. Now, who are these people? Who are the people that they fall on? We know that these are the individuals whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We know that because it says they cursed God because of the terrible plague of the hailstorm. Let's hear that again in verse 21. There was a terrible hailstorm, and hailstones weighing as much as 75 pounds fell from the sky onto the people below. They cursed God. Let's pause there. Falls onto the people below, they cursed God. Does a believer curse God? Do the sheep curse God? Are those who are among the good fish individuals who curse God? No, certainly not. So who receives the terrible plague of the hailstorm? Who is impacted? It's those individuals whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, what happened before these activities that include the Battle of Armageddon after the seventh and final plague is released? Let's hear it in verses 12 and 13. So now we're going to hear what leads up to this culminating event of the Battle of Armageddon. What leads up to it? It says in verse 12, then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great Euphrates River, and it dried up so that the kings from the east could march their armies toward the west without hindrance. That's it right there. The event that follows the sixth angel pouring out his bowl is the supernatural drying up of the Euphrates River. And why does this happen? God wants the kings from the east to come with their armies. Now, what are these armies? These are armies that will fight against the armies of heaven. These are armies led by the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the kings of the world. These are the armies that are traveling unimpeded to Israel. And God wants them to get there, it says, without hindrance. God has caused the river Euphrates to supernaturally dry up so that they can get to where he wants them to be for that appointed day, that appointed hour where the Battle of Armageddon will be fought and won by the one who rides the white horse, by the one who has on his thigh what says the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, by the one from whose mouth comes a sharp two-edged sword. Now, what else does it say following the sixth angel pouring out his bowl onto the great Euphrates River? So it dries up, and then it also says in verse 13, and I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs leap from the mouths of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. Let's pause right there. So who is the dragon? The dragon is Satan. That's revealed in Revelation chapter 20. In Revelation chapter 20, in the millennial reign prophecy, at the very beginning, it's revealed that the dragon is that primeval serpent, Satan. The beast. Who is the beast? So we're here in the book of Revelation, and the book of Revelation confirms itself. The same language is used in multiple verses. Additional explanation and description of events in one prophecy are provided in another prophecy. So here it says the three evil spirits leapt from the mouths of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. So the beast is the mouthpiece for the 10-nation alliance described in the 666 Antichrist prophecy. So the beast is the Antichrist. And the false prophet is the leader of the harlot church described in the purple and scarlet prophecy. And he will work under the inspiration of Satan. He will call down fire from heaven. He'll do many mighty miracles reflecting supernatural power, but it's the supernatural power of Satan, not the supernatural power of God. Continuing in verse 14, it says, talking about these three evil spirits that come from the mouth of Satan, the Antichrist and the false prophet, it says in verse 14, they are demonic spirits who work miracles and go out to all the rulers of the world to gather them for battle against the Lord on that great judgment day of God the Almighty. So the great judgment day of God the Almighty, battle against the Lord. What battle? The battle of Armageddon. Remember, the seventh and final plague includes the culminating activity of the battle of Armageddon. It's not limited to that, right? Because we know that the city of Babylon, where the harlot church is housed, will also get the wrath of God. But that's in another location. That's not in Israel. So we're told here that the demonic spirits actually work to create miracles, and they go to all the rulers of the world to gather them for battle against the Lord on that great judgment day of God the Almighty. Let's continue in verses 15 and 16. It says, look, I will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Who's that? Jesus Christ. Blessed are all who are watching for me, who keep their clothing ready so they will not have to walk around naked and ashamed. Then it continues, and the demonic spirits gathered all the rulers and their armies to a place with the Hebrew name Armageddon. So we're clearly told that the seventh and final plague includes, but is not limited to, the activities of the Battle of Armageddon. The sixth and final plague is the supernatural drying up of the river Euphrates so that the enemies of God can get to the location where the Battle of Armageddon will be fought. Now, what about the fifth and final plague? This plague communicates to Satan and the world, lights out. Your power is coming to an end. Let's hear it in verses 10 and 11 of chapter 16, the fifth and final plague. Here's what it says. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness. His subjects ground their teeth in anguish, and they cursed the God of heaven for their pains and sores, but they did not repent of their evil deeds and turn to God. So we hear that what follows the angel pouring out the fifth and final plague is that the location of the Antichrist during the Great Tribulation experiences a blackout. You know what a blackout is. For example, it's summertime. Lots of people are using air conditioners and all other kinds of things. And for reasons that I really don't understand, but for reasons that exist, there's a blackout. All of a sudden, there's insufficient power on the power grid to power some, many or all the homes in a particular town or city, or maybe even a state. And so here, after the Great Tribulation, which is the wrath of Satan, during the wrath of God, God causes supernaturally a blackout to occur. So it's not Con Edison. It's not Pepco. It's God the Almighty communicating to Satan, lights out. Your power is coming to an end. Let's continue. What happened before the fifth, sixth, and seventh final plagues? So we have lights out, a supernatural blackout of the location that houses the Antichrist. So I don't know where that location is going to be. It will be most likely in Europe where the 10-Nation Alliance will exist, but whether it will be in Switzerland or the United Kingdom or Germany, I don't have that information. I don't see where it's in the book of Revelation. That doesn't mean that it's not there. But wherever his location is, they will experience a blackout that will be followed by the supernatural drying up of the river Euphrates so that the armies led by the Antichrist and the kings of the world and the false prophet can get to the Battle of Armageddon. And finally, it culminates with the Battle of Armageddon as well as other activities. But before lights out, what happens? So there are four plagues that precede the fifth and final plague, which is a signal to the Antichrist and the world, your power is coming to an end. The fourth plague is one of two plagues that impact specifically those who bear the mark of the beast. Let's hear it in verses 8 and 9. Then The fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, causing it to scorch everyone with its fire. Everyone was burned by this blast of heat, and they cursed the name of God who had control over all these plagues. They did not repent of their sins and turn to God and give him glory. Now, who is scorched by the fire of the sun with this fourth and final plague? Those who do not repent of their sins, those who do not turn to God and give him glory. So would the people of God, would those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, would the sheep, would the wheat fail to repent of their sins? Certainly not. Those who are in Christ, it begins with repentance. And so when we think about it, and it says that everyone was burned by this blast of heat, and they cursed the name of God. They did not repent of their sins. They did not turn to God. They did not give him glory. Those four actions are not actions of those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Those are actions of those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Those are the actions of the tares, of the weeds, of the goats, the bad fish who ultimately are thrown out. Let's continue. The third and final plague, it says in verses 4-7, then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs, and they became blood. And I heard the angel who had authority over all water saying, you are just, O Holy One, who is and who always was, because you have sent these judgments. Since they shed the blood of your holy people and your prophets, you have given them blood to drink. It is their just reward. And I heard a voice from the altar saying, yes, O Lord God, the Almighty, your judgments are true and just. And so this third and final plague is when the rivers and springs are turned to blood supernaturally. So this is similar to one of the seven plagues that happened when the Jewish people were in Egypt. So again, we see the use of the rivers and springs turning to blood. The second and final plague appears in verse 3, one verse only, it says, then the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became like the blood of a corpse, and everything in the sea died. And so we see that the second and third plague hang together. It begins with the water with salt in it, the sea turning from salt water to blood. It says it was like the blood of a corpse. And then it escalates with the third plague to the rivers and springs. So now all the waters, I shouldn't say all the waters of the earth. It doesn't say all the waters of the earth. Many of the waters of the earth, the seas, the rivers and the springs have all turned to blood with the second and third final plague. Now, how does it all begin? What is the beginning of the wrath of God? Let's hear it. It says in verse 1 of chapter 16, then I heard a mighty voice from the temple say to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out on the earth the seven bowls containing God's wrath. Let's pause there for a second. Here's where we're specifically told that the seven final plagues are the wrath of God. The seven final plagues are the wrath of God. The great tribulation, which precedes the seven final plagues, the great tribulation is 3.5 years of great distress like the world has never seen and will never see again. It is the wrath of Satan carried out by the Antichrist and the false prophet, who will work in tandem, waging war, two wars simultaneously. In the 1,260 days prophecy, there's the report of the war on Israel in chapter 12 of the book of Revelation. And in chapter 13, there's a report on the war on the saints and an instruction for what are we as saints, as the bride of Christ, what are we as the people of God, what are we called to do during the great tribulation? It's described in verses 9 and 10 of the 666 Antichrist prophecy in chapter 13. After the rule and reign of the Antichrist, who rules and reigns, who rules and reigns in tandem with the false prophet, that wrath of Satan is followed by the wrath of God. This, the seven plagues, are the wrath of God. They culminate with the Battle of Armageddon. The seventh and final plague includes, but is not limited to, the Battle of Armageddon. It also includes God's judgment on the harlot church, as described in the Purple and Scarlet prophecy in chapters 17 and 18 of the book of Revelation. So it begins, the seven final plagues prophecy, with telling us, the readers of the book of Revelation, that this is the wrath of God. The great tribulation has ended. The 3.5 years of the wrath of Satan have ended, and now the wrath of God has begun. First of the seventh plagues is reported. In verse 2, it says, verse 2 of chapter 16, so the first angel left the temple and poured out his bowl on the earth, and horrible, malignant sores broke out on everyone who had the mark of the beast and who worshiped his statue. That's so important for us to hear, that last part. Everyone who had the mark of the beast and who worshiped his statue. Everyone who had the mark of the beast. Everyone who had the mark of the beast. I know, I just said that 3 or 4 times in a row. The seven final plagues are the wrath of God, and they impact those who are Team Satan. There's no reason to fear the seven final plagues. The first and fourth plague, as well as the seventh plague, are plagues that impact people. Let's hear again how it impacts people and who it impacts. That last part, who. So the first plague, it says, malignant sores broke out on everyone who had the mark of the beast and who worshiped his statue. That's not a believer. The fourth plague, everyone was burned by the blast of heat of the sun. And it says, they cursed the name of God. They did not repent of their sins and turn to God and give him glory. That's not a believer. That they doesn't include you as a believer. Let's go to the seventh plague, which also impacts individuals. It says, there was a terrible hailstorm, and hailstones weighing as much as 75 pounds fell from the sky onto the people below. They cursed God because of the terrible plague of the hailstorm. They cursed God is not a believer. It's those who have the mark of the beast. So plagues number 1, 4, and 7, malignant sores. Now, let's define malignant. If you've ever been to a doctor because you had a tumor or a cyst, you've heard the language benign. So when something is benign, it means it's not harmful. It's not malignant. So the opposite of benign is malignant. Let's hear some definitions. Malignant is defined as cancerous. It's also defined as tending to invade normal tissue or to recur after removal. And then it also says virulent or infectious. So malignant sores is not anything that is good. And who are these malignant sores for? It's for those who are appointed to the wrath of God. And we're told who they are. It says in verse 2 of chapter 16, everyone who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped his statue. And in verse 8, they cursed the name of God. They did not repent of their sins and turn to God and give him glory. And it says further in verse 21, they cursed God because of the terrible plague of the hailstorm. You as a believer and I as a believer in Jesus Christ, we are not among they. We are not the tares. We are not the weeds. We are not the bad fish. We are not the goats. We are not those whose names have been blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. The believer is a sheep. The believer is among the wheat. The believer is not appointed to the wrath of God. So friend, do not fear the seven plagues that are to come. The wrath of Satan must be followed by the wrath of God, because the wrath of God includes Judgment Day, the Battle of Armageddon. The Battle of Armageddon is fought and won. The Battle of Armageddon is a war waged in righteousness against the armies of the world that are under the leadership of the Antichrist and the false prophet. They will be defeated. The Antichrist and the false prophet, as described in Revelation chapter 19, verse 20, they will be thrown into the fiery lake that burns with brimstone forever and ever. They will be destroyed with the second death. I hope that this has been a blessing to you. I invite you to be with me and with us as we continue our discussion of the book of Revelation every Tuesday and every Sunday. Coming up next year, we're going from start to finish. We're going from the first statement of prophecy in the book of Revelation in January, the seven seals prophecy, to in December, the new earth prophecy, the 12th and final prophecy in the book of Revelation. So in January, February, March, all the way to December, every month we'll be focusing on a specific statement of prophecy in the book of Revelation. We're going from start to finish, so I invite you to be with me and with us as we continue to learn about the book of Revelation. So friend, until next time, I encourage you, according to Jeremiah 33:3, to call out to God so that he will show you great and mighty secrets that you do not know.